This following episode of Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy is brought to you by Southeast Botanicals at 1661 West Bay Drive, Suite B, for Bulla, in Largo and at southeastbotanicals.net. Now enjoy the show.
This funk that, this question goes out to a bag of chips. Back in the day, they used to fill it up a little bit more. But now it's like the bag is like one-fourth of the way full. I know inflation's going on, but man, funk debt!
Welcome to Hoppy Hour.
Doors closing.
Hi, this is Ryan Hoppy's mom, and you're listening to Hoppy Hour.
Welcome back to Hoppy Hour. With Ryan Hoppy.
Yes, now.
What?
No. If I hit this button, boom, the whole program's gonna start.
Okay, well, hit it.
All right.
Hoppy Hour starts in 4, 3, 2. Hoppy, Hoppy, Hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour with Hoppy.
Always going in. Never worry about the dollar. Need a source or trending topic. We the hottest, search about us. Competition microscopic. Never copied. I'm a giant, rolling weed up. Now we flying. H-O-P-P-E. H-O-P-P-E. H-O-P-P-E.
Oh my god. Can the sun come out? I miss the sun. I never thought I would miss it so much. Now I know, for my Midwest listeners, they're like, that's us every day. But this weather's been freaking me out lately here in St. Pete. I don't like it, man. I'm not digging it. Come back, son. We miss you. I took you for granted. It was just because it was 100 out. It was hard to be outside.
What day is it today?
That is an excellent question.
It's Wednesday.
Hump day.
Oh, yeah.
I bust my hump every day.
We're the number one show.
Okay.
You got a hit show.
We're entertainers.
That's debatable.
What a freak show.
Freak show.
That's more like it.
Are you ready for an exciting and challenging day?
It's showtime.
Also, today's national day describes something that I had all the time growing up in a middle-class household that always went to all these, that being TV dinners.
What day is this?
It's National TV Dinner Day.
You sure you don't want a TV dinner?
They're TV dinners.
Why is it called TV dinner?
It's eat dinner and watch TV.
Having dinner, watching TV.
Run out and get me a TV dinner.
I'm having a lot of TV dinners.
Make that plural, TV dinners.
A TV dinner.
Just finished a TV dinner.
Happy National TV Dinner Day.
Have a great show.
It's showtime. Oh, yeah, I thought I was going to say that. Oh, I'm telling you, growing up, I love Salisbury steak. And I remember my teachers were mad when I said my favorite meal was veal parmesan because it's baby cows. But it tastes so good. Oh, my God. Leave me a voicemail. 856-49-HOPPY. Tell me about your favorite TV dinner. Tell me about one that rocked your own. That sounds weird. But this just in, I'm going to give you a little PSA. I'm a weird guy. Duh.
Well, some business news. Apple held their big annual launch event and unveiled their latest products. Apple unveiled the new iPhone 17, which comes in lavender, sage, mist blue, and a few others that sound like women's deodorant.
Oh, yeah.
You get to pick which stylish color that you want hidden under your giant rubber phone case. Kind of fun.
Tyson Foods has been...
That is a really good point. There's really no point of having the phone color because, like, I'm looking at my phone. My phone's black, and it's black underneath. If there's a deal where there's a pink phone, I'll just get a phone case. Pretty easy. It's Common sense.
Deodorant. You get to pick which stylish color that you want hidden under your giant rubber phone case. Kind of fun.
Tyson Foods has begun offering three new chicken nugget products inspired by NFL teams, but stay away from the Giants nuggets because they start out cold and never get hot.
Oh, yes.
Do you guys see this? The woman from the viral Coldplay kiss cam moment has filed for divorce from her husband.
Skank!
It's the first time someone listed their reason for divorce as Jumbotron.
Ah, not bad.
I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, that husband who was defending her, who was like, oh, we were already separated. Buddy, she's been cheating on you all the time. And you're laying at home. Like, where's she at? Heard she's working late. Mm-hmm. She's an astronomer rotting him.
Or whatever.
You ever think about that? When you get cheated on back then, you look at all the red flags and you're like, oh, yeah, they were out until 11 a.m.
Are you ready, America? The Girl Scouts have new cookie flavors coming in 2026. Get ready for Pickleball Crunch. Half cookie, half Gatorade pickle juice. Perfect for your aunt who just discovered sports in her 50s. There's also the Kardashian Oreo. Same cookie, six different flavors, all insisting they're the most famous. There's also the new AI Chip Crunch. It swears it's original, but actually stole its recipe from ChatGPT.
Girl Scout cookies, teaching young girls the true fundamentals of capitalism. Supply, demand, and emotional manipulation.
It's not bad. I love Thin Mints. Oh my God. I can eat a whole box of those. And you know, like when you get a stomach ache from eating something that was bad, but you're like on a toilet and you're like, it was worth it. That's how I feel about Girl Scout cookies. You're like, I'm suffering right now, but it was worth it. I tell you, it was worth every bit of it.
This is not headline news. Apple unveiled the new iPhone 17 yesterday. Meanwhile, the iPhone 18 launch is scheduled for the day after you buy the 17. The VMAs hit a six-year rating high, mostly because the average CBS viewer fell asleep with the TV on. The Girl Scouts added a new cookie flavor. Your move, Ozempic. Insiders say Prince Harry wants to reconcile with his family. Specifically, the bank account part of his family.
Okay.
And Charlie Sheen's memoir is out. Here's a tip. Read it with gloves. This is not headline news.
Today's show is brought to you by Hump Day. Think how much HR hates this word every Wednesday.
Where's dear old dad enjoying his TV dinner? Hungry man, Salisbury steak with gravy, mashed potatoes, beans, and even peel back apple pie. Oven ready in heat and serve trays. Under a dollar. Preservatives.
Yeah.
Sodium, fat, calories. Oh, looks like dad forgot to check his blood pressure and cholesterol levels. Time to call the ambulance. National TV Dinner Day.
So there is a scam going around. Hotels are claiming you smoked in the room when they didn't.
I was taken aback as a nurse practitioner. I pride myself on my integrity. My patients need to trust me. So the fact that I don't smoke, and I'm telling you I don't smoke, I feel like should be trustworthy just by me saying it. I was in the bathroom doing my hair. So immediately I knew it had to have been something with either my blow dryer or the shower, but not, it wasn't from vaping.
No, it never has. We were traveling with our 8-month-old daughter during this trip. You know, it should be abundantly clear that, you know, we're responsible adults.
Yeah. They do sound like responsible adults. You know when someone tries to say that they sound like a responsible adult and they don't? Those people were walking the walk. Mm-hmm. Clueless American tourist board a flight to Africa thinking it's bound for France, but they ended up getting off.
Is this who we're to meet?
Tunis, yeah. I thought you said Tunis. Nice, which is in France.
Oh, that's why you confused me.
You're not going to France, right?
Yeah, we are.
You are going to France?
Is that where this is going? Wait, where is this going?
Tunis, yeah, in Tunisia.
In Tunisia? Oh my God, for
me? He misheard us.
Where is Tunisia?
In North Africa.
You know, we're going to
North Africa. We're not going. Get off.
Oh my God. I feel absolutely stupider for listening to them.
Mr. Madison, what you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
Okay, a simple wrong would have done just fine.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
RyanHappyRadio.com.
Happy Hour will be right back.
You probably had Taco Bell before.
Whenever we're going outside, all I smell is poop.
In the nuts, and we'll call it a day.
As a reminder, if you don't feel like listening to this next song, you can skip over it. But Ryan Hoppy of Hoppy Hour takes pride in his selection, so stick
Let's
around,
go,
folks.
Man.
Playing, boy. What you saying, boy? LEP, bogus boy. Boy, I got this one level. Yeah. Rap don't work. Back to the project. With some baker soda slaving over that pirate. I still gotta make quota, so now I'm back to doing what I was doing before I even knew how to rap.
What was that?
Follow you round, find out where you hide it at.
Okay,
tear you off, turn around, make you bad back.
That's right.
Matter of fact, tell whoever you plug with.
Tell them,
try to tax me, I get on some stick up shit.
I say it's a goal to run in your crib. Lay you on the floor, put the pole in your rib.
Holding
like you know what this is, homie, open that safe. You either lower that quick or catch a hole in your face. See, around the way I'm known for doing home invasion. All types of grimy licks, nigga, you name it. About business, gotta get it. Pimping, I'm about money. It's what'll happen if this rapping shit don't work out for me.
Rap don't work, it's back to the block. I'm in the kitchen, they go cooking the rocks. We make it pop, pop. I'm good with the pot. Now what it do? We ready to rock.
I keep the faith on my mind. Stay on the grind. You never catch a hustler struggling, that's out of line. I'm steady flipping zippers, flipping zippers, flipping dimes. And I bet you ain't with a chopper, ain't precise than mine. Still cock and squeeze, I ain't gonna talk about it. I treat this money like the fop and never leave without it here. If you got it, and I'm feeling like I want it bad, I'll stick his ass up fast for that little cash.
Give it up.
You want it done right, better do it yourself. The more mix you hit it with, the quicker it melt. I'm in the telly with some baggies in the digital. County in the back mixing up the chemicals, yeah. If rap don't work and niggas still gotta eat.
What?
You wanna be big Ruger, keep a lot of heat,
yeah.
Keeping my baby mama, keep it in the baby seat. Show money, blow money, yeah, of the week.
Rap don't work, it's back to the block. I'm in the kitchen, they go cooking the rocks. We make it pop, pop. I'm good with the pot. Now what it do? We ready to rock, rock.
If rap don't work, I ain't finna trip. I'ma take it to the block and chop another zip. Fat rat sitting back watching Dro tip. $100 bills busting out the money clips. Another hit, check the spins on the BDS. I'm a star and they ain't see me on the TV yet. Even if it's wet, I'ma make it flip. Rap don't work, it's back out of town taking trips.
There he is, come on. Hey Mooney, I see you got your buzz up, but if rapping don't work for you, what you gonna do?
Back to the block, baby.
There you have it.
Work, it's back to the block. I'm in the kitchen, they go cooking the rocks. We make it pop, pop. I'm good with the pot. Now what it do? We ready to rock, rock.
Whatever. LEP Bogus Boys! As if rap don't work.
It's time for Hoppy's Inbox, only on Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy.
Oh, yeah! We got some new reviews on my Apple Podcast page for this very show.
Mm-hmm.
Someone named Hoppy Fan Number One says, "Man, everyone needs to stop hating. This show is hilarious." Another one. It's from comedian Tom Myers. "A decade ago, give or take a few years, Ryan interviewed me as a young up-and-comer trying to break into radio and show business. He has progressed nicely in his intervening years. He has a throwback to the early 2000s style of radio while making it his own." Thank you very much. It's freaking cloudy weather is bothering me. Actually, the sun's out a little bit. Woo! That's the good thing about Florida, because I'm recording in my house. That's the thing about Florida is that when you look out the balcony, and if the sun comes out, it doesn't happen in Seattle. I don't even know what I'm saying. That was one of the worst observations I've ever made on this show.
Mm-hmm.
Just walking over my words like a mutant. A mutant. That'd be fun, club. All right. Let's get the show back on track. One way that sometimes it's hard doing a show by yourself is sometimes you need like the second, you know, like person to help you when you realize what you're saying is going nowhere. But the problem with podcast co-hosts is they want immediate million downloads and they're not there to help you, save you from your show being a car crash. Ah, what the fuck's going on?
Glenn Powell is breaking his silence on his split from Gigi Paris and addressing Sydney Sweeney romance comments.
Gigi Paris just seems so, you know, just high maintenance. Just freaking, I don't even know how to describe it. Just that type of girl when you're out and about, you just got to make sure she's always in a good mood. But she's Gigi Paris.
3 months after the Twister star's ex, Gigi Paris, broke her silence on their breakup, alleging that Glenn allowed the Anyone But You producers to prevent her from visiting set.
Yeah, he's cheating on her.
Amid the romance rumors between him and co-star Sydney Sweeney.
Oh yeah, they were banging each other.
Glenn is now sharing his point of view. Glenn tells GQ in an interview published on September 9th,
yeah.
"I will always have nothing but love for her and respect for her. Everybody's always going to have their own narrative on things and all that." And
this is what I've learned from dealing with crazy exes, which I have some. Literally, when they try to go out and cancel you or whatever, just kill them with kindness.
She's welcome to it. He continues, "Relationships are really hard, and when two people break up, they each go to their own brunch and they will each tell their own narrative." Additionally, Glenn references a piece of advice he got from his Top Gun Maverick co-star Tom Cruise, now a friend and mentor.
That is not someone you want as a mentor.
He basically said, "Hey, it's going to get really, really loud. It's your job to just turn the volume down."
All right, I'm going to turn the volume down on this segment because it's freaking boring me.
Mm-hmm.
Driving me mad.
Vittoria Ceretti supports Leonardo DiCaprio at the premiere of his latest film.
Let's see how old she is, because we know he's got that cutoff that once you reach like a quarter century old, bye-bye, he gets out of here. Let me see here. Google. Let me see here. Vittoria Ceretti. I'm going to Google, copy and paste. Because I must know how old she is. If she's 24 or 25, she's got a few years left. But if she's even older than 27, maybe he likes her. She is 27! Oh my goodness. The days are counting.
The model is pictured in Hollywood at the opening of her rumored boyfriend's new drama, One Battle After Another. The 27-year-old lets Leo have the spotlight, still stunning in a long white gown. The notoriously private couple skipped posing on the red carpet together. The two have been linked since 2023, but keep a low profile. And while Leo didn't open up about his relationship on the red carpet, he did tell E! News about co-starring alongside Tay on a Taylor in the new film, and the surprising way the two first connected.
You guys met at Diana Ross's birthday party. Yeah, is that true? What, how did you guys connect? What was it?
This reporter's so coked up.
Bonded over at first.
Oh, we were just joking around. She's got the best sense of humor.
Oh, she's hilarious. She's so freaking funny.
And then I knew when she was mentioned for this movie, I was like, this girl's going to bring the heat.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, she does. When she sits on your lap. 856-49-HOPPY.
Miguel is celebrating 1 year of fatherhood. On September 9th, the singer shares that he and partner Margaret Zhang privately welcomed their first baby last year in a tribute post for the little one's first birthday.
And what I like is that no one really knew that Miguel, the singer, is a father, and they're showing footage of him holding his kid, and he blurs out the kid's face, which is something that the millennial generation's been doing. That I like to keep the kids private.
He writes alongside the video, "Our baby turned one today. Happy birthday, Angelito.
Whatever.
We love you so much. So proud and honored that you chose us to be your parents."
Yeah, I mean, there wasn't much of a choice, but I guess that's a cute way of saying it.
The 39-year-old's latest news comes 3 years after he and ex Nazanin Mandy finalized their divorce after 3 years of marriage.
Oh, yeah, she just seemed like the freaking worst.
According to documents obtained by E! News in October 2022,
E! News loves saying, "Look at us, we obtained it."
Nazanin filed for the dissolution of their union in California, citing irreconcilable differences. In her filing, she also asked the couple's assets and property be divided according to their prenuptial agreement. When the two initially went their separate ways a few months prior, their reps told People magazine that they had been broken up, quote, for some time now.
Whatever, man. You know, she's one of those when you break up with her, she never shuts up about it.
June Squibb.
It is June Squibb saying she has no plans to retire anytime soon.
June Squibb, you look beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you.
95 years young. You have done so much in your career. What is next?
Well, I'm going to do a Broadway show.
Yes,
ma'am. Yes, I am.
I love seeing these great generation people that are still alive, or silent generation, whatever it is. Yeah, it's gotta be weird when you're like 95 years old and you're at an award show. Like, you could drop dead right there.
Man, what made you want to do that?
Well, I had a long career in the theater before I ever started doing film. I was like in my 60s when I started film. So I it's like going back home in a way, you know. And it's a great script I'm doing and a short time, period of time.
How come you don't want to retire anytime soon? I don't think you should, but why not?
Well, what would I do? Exactly. I think people would be crazy with me if I wasn't working.
She's a cutie pie, man.
You cut your hair, I see.
Yeah, you like it?
Yeah. I liked it better when it was long.
Oh, wow.
The car.
We love seeing you on screen. Final question for you. How much fun did you have filming Eleanor the Great?
Oh, I had a lot of fun.
That's good. What's she going to say? Oh, it freaking sucked.
Julianne Hough is commenting on her other siblings not being as successful in Hollywood. Though the Dancing with the Stars host and her brother Derek Hough's three older sisters, Cherie Hough, Maribeth Hough, and Catherine Hough, all danced and sang and acted when they were younger, life ended up taking them on different paths.
Yeah, I bet they're like accountants and like gym, you know, front desk people.
Julianne says on the September 9th episode of the Not Skinny But Not Fat podcast.
That's a good name for it.
My oldest sister, she started in the Mormon way.
No, it's a cult.
She got married at 19 and had 6 kids.
That's kind of ridiculous.
My second sister moved to Nashville to be a country star.
Oh, that works.
And my third sister wanted to be an actress.
Right.
Ultimately, though, the Footloose actress and her brother found much more success in Hollywood than their siblings, prompting a mixture of emotions. There's no jealousy, but there is a sadness that maybe there wasn't an opportunity for them to experience it.
Oh, I'm sure there is a ton of jealousy.
They're so happy, so happy. They have great lives and they love their life. But we had an opportunity that they didn't have, and it's hard.
I hope you're sliding and have some money.
The 37-year-old admits that her and Derek's careers ultimately put a strain on their relationship with their siblings.
Oh yeah, so it sounds like they are jealous. If they weren't jealous, they would keep talking to you guys.
Derek and I were always so close because we had shared experiences, whereas we never wanted to share because we were afraid to hurt someone's feelings. But that just grew us further and further apart because we weren't sharing. They didn't feel included. However, Julian and her siblings are determined to remain close, with the 37-year-old adding, "It's been very much like, all right, if it hurts, it hurts, but at least we're close."
Whatever. Something I can't relate to because I don't have siblings. Something I can't relate at all.
Britney Spears is defending Justin Bieber in a new post for promo of his new album, Swag 2. Justin holds his son up, staring straight into the
camera. All right, I don't think I can play this because of the music in the background. It sounds copyrighted. But Britney Spears defended Bieber. Oh, yeah. That's somebody you want on your side. Britney Spears should begin her own local TV news channel. Britney on your side. Oh my God, would that be the most slanted opinions ever?
Happy hour. Happy hour.
RyanHappyRadio.com.
Happy Hour will be right back.
You probably had Taco Bell before.
Whenever we're going outside, all I smell is poop.
In the nuts, and we'll call it a day.
As a reminder, if you don't feel like listening to this next song, you can skip over it. But Ryan Hoppy of Hoppy Hour takes pride in his selection, so stick around, folks.
Day to bring joy to my city. Lord. Niggas out here broke, got the nerve to be picky. Give my man some bread cause I hate to see him shitty. Yeah. Or back to selling dope just to make a pretty penny. Keeping it 100 with niggas, they keep it 50. Chicago beef with everybody acting like we 50. I told my bitch you fucking with the greatest and you see me. The realest of the realest and the realest of my city. 7-year-old babies getting killed for no reason. Niggas tracking cars, zeroing all they peoples. Real niggas get blessed and share with they niggas. Real niggas fuck bitches, care to they niggas. Man, these hoes for everybody breaking down a swisher. Put the loud in right around to some music. Only took a break cause I gotta get to it. But coming from I'm coming from, you'll probably lose it. Two little boys got killed when they was hooping. Hard cause some broke niggas beef and started shooting. Guns got abusive and these niggas, they abuse it. And the sad part about it, it didn't even make the news. I'm trying to get through it, so I'm watching all my movements, checking bags like Nike, so I tell them just do it. Tell my niggas, they my brothers, and I treat them like my brothers. Cause my brothers and my niggas, so we equal as each other. Life is but a dream till you wake up with your mother. Smoking Mary J, give you no more drama. Still you won't come, cooking up a master plan. Gonna put it in the action, motherfucker, take a stand. My boy from the murder capital, and he the man. I'm in my own lane, trying to see where I fit in. Take a chance. When a man's on a cash advance, so we out here every day trying to chase these bands. Making all this money, you would never understand. So go ahead and judge me, I still get to it. And niggas say they winning, but I know they really losing. 12 months later, still riding in that Buick. And if that slow grinding, I'ma be fair pace. Coming like I'm great, cause I know these niggas hate. Looking in the mirror, only nigga don't see fake. Looking in the mirror, only nigga that relate. Coming like I'm great, cause I know these niggas hate. Looking in the mirror, only nigga that relate. Looking in the mirror, only nigga that relate.
They wanna know who the hottest in the city, who the problem, because of all the drama in the city with them goblins. Busted with them 30s and the 40s. All my niggas under 20, but I got 150. Always in the streets if a nigga wanna get me. Dolo in your city, but I started off with Bibby. Holes on my dick when I pull up and they hit me. I ain't worried about any, cause I'm all you gotta send me. Dropped out of school cause I knew I wouldn't be shit. NASDAQ bands if you want me on a remix. Gay finna be rich, still can't believe. And it's still a get fat down if you wanna see shit. Always need cash, I ain't never on no free shit. My niggas in the streets selling drugs so they sleeping. Hustled on the block, almost on top. I could be up on tour making dubs every weekend. You locked up and you ain't got a lawyer, why you speaking? Hey, Nas, nigga, ain't you broke, why you breathing? Every time you see me, you know I was a demon. You better look crazy, you know my niggas fiend. All my niggas shooting, 150 dream teaming. Out in my shows, got them niggas with the beans in. We the pistol gang and it changed by the season. No limit, them B4L, bitch, I mean it, huh?
Coming like I'm
feel like I'm great, cause I know these niggas hate. Looking in the mirror, only nigga that relate. Looking in the mirror, only nigga that relate.
This summer I'ma catch just 5 homicide. Just cause you rap it doesn't mean that he gonna ride. Slapping doors open on the vein, let a 100 ride. All them face shots need dental to identify. Louis, Tony, ETC, bitch, I been that guy. Stay high, ET, I live in the sky. Your bitch on me, say she try and give my dick a try. Taking trips with my roadies and my wrists on rollie. Don't talk to the police, no talking. Out west at the Fifi, and they put everything on shorty. Made man, made D, touch me, you die. No worries. Lying ass niggas always telling stories. Bitches wanna kick it, trying to be another story. Know a couple broke bitches that ain't been no more. Know a couple real niggas that convince that jewelry. I'ma flex that phone, let me get that jewelry. I be smoking heavy round, rolling, need another water. Strippers let me in the cause you know I change the weather. I don't care where we at, make us ask today. We'll ever get a bone and white settle, smoke them like a cigarette. You can catch us in traffic with heavy metal. Everywhere we travel, pop out.
Come in like I'm great, cause I know these niggas hate.
Better know it.
Come in like I'm great, cause I know these niggas hate.
Better know it.
Looking in the mirror, only nigga that relate.
Damn.
Looking in the mirror, only nigga that relate.
Merch. This is only for the real. All I do is show love, all you do is just hate. Nigga, I've been self-made ever since 12th grade. And I'm about to blow up like the fucking World Trade.
Goddamn.
Don't you hate when a nigga fake? Hell yeah, I'm already knowing most niggas snakes.
Better
smile in your face, lie to you to your face. Still ain't really shit to them, cause they do it every day. Haters, they be coming in all sizes and shapes. Disguised in their face, fake trying to embrace. But I ain't with that, so I just fall back like, nah, my nigga, I'm good, I'm straight. Real talk, though, hate is a bitch nigga trait. So if you a real nigga, then I know you can relate. Looking in the mirror, only nigga that relate. So I'm coming in great, cause I know these niggas hate.
Coming like I'm break, cause I know these niggas hate. Coming like I'm break, cause I know these niggas hate. Looking in the mirror, only nigga that relate. Looking in the mirror, only nigga that relate.
Oh yeah. Let's go. Segment has been brought to you by the best kava and kratom bar around Southeast Botanicals at 1661 West Bay Drive, Suite B for Buddha. And that is in Largo. If you go there and you tell Colin Hosner I sent you, I'll hook you up. And if you want to meet me, I usually hang out there. This is being brought to you by DZ Beezy Honey. DZBeezyHoney.com. When I tell you they got the best Delta 8 CBD honey around, I'm a man of my words. Comes in the form of a lollipop. Lick the lollipop, the rubber. A honey stick or a jar of honey. However the hell you want to get high, go to DZBeezyHoney.com. Use promo code HOPPE. Fortify.com. FORTIFEYE.com for the best pre and post workout around. Comes in the form of coconut, caramel, and fruit punch. However the hell you want to get pumped up before the gym, go to Fortify.com and use promo code Ryan20. Amir Academy of Martial Arts at AmirAcademy.com, 2700 22nd Street North in Edison, St. Petersburg. Women's self-defense classes, kids classes, MMA classes, whatever the hell you need. I go out there. WashChaseprinting.com, the best printing company in all the Bay Area. Business cards, posters, yard signs, whatever the hell you need, print it up. I go out there. Finally, are you mentally ill like me? If you live in Florida or Maryland, go to counselingoncall.net and there you can sign on. Alright, we're going to come back and have an hour, keep this party going.
Hello again, it's your favorite San Francisco DJ, Hammerin' Hank. I may lick normal, but the truth is, I have a condition known as autism. That's right, it's a condition, not a disease. Fact is, autism can strike anyone, regardless of who they are. People with autism normally have difficulties in verbal and non-verbal communication skills, social interactions, and leisure activities. In a recent study, people with autism are less likely to have a job and more likely to become homeless. I beat the odds by having loving friends and family, having a college education. I have even worked in the San Francisco Bay Area as an on-air personality for many years. Always remember that people with autism want the same things as you, to be happy and successful. To find out more about autism, please contact your local mental health center or visit autismspeech.org. This is Hammer and Hank, and I appreciate your kindness.
Welcome to...
hour is closing.
And now, something completely different.
It's Happy Hour!
Hey, it's Covino from Covino and Rich. You're listening to Ryan Hoppy. It's the Hoppy Hour. It's the hoppiest hour of them all.
Hey, this is Eric Zane. You're like, who? Yeah, I know. Anyway, you're listening to Ryan Hoppy. Hoppy Hour. This motherfucker is resilient as shit. Everybody tries to rub Ryan's fucking face in dog shit, and then he always picks himself up. I love that. Fuck everybody. Give them the finger and kick their ass, Ryan Hoppy.
Hey, what's up? I'm Woody. That's Greg Gorey.
What's up?
Menace.
Hi.
Gina Grad.
Hey.
Seabass. There's Sammy.
Hello.
We are the Woody Show. And you are listening to Hoppy Hour. Yeah. With Ryan Hoppy.
Hey, man. It's Kid Chris. The Hoppy Hour podcast. I'm a fucking girl dad. I'm driving my kids to cheer practice and shit. I have no time to record a fucking liner for your podcast, this Hoppy Hour thing, okay, man? So, you know, good luck. Eat shit.
Hey, what's up? It is Kevin Ralston, host of the KVJ Show, and you are listening to Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy.
If being bipolar and having ADHD was a radio show, it would be Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy.
He had daddy issues and is attracted to women with them. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy.
Happy Hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Life's so bright, and nothing like it. Where we thrive. Laugh and chat until we're free. Hoppy hour, just you and me. Drinks are cold, the vibe is right. We won't stop until daylight. Raise your glass, let's make a toast. Ryan Hoppy, he's our host. Mm-hmm. Hoppy hour, party time.
Yeah.
Dancing rhythm, every line.
I got it.
Friendship, laughter, that's the key.
Got her.
Ryan Hoppy sets us free.
Oh yeah. 856-49 Hoppy. 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. And guess what? You can always email me at Ryan Hoppy Radio at gmail.com. Oh yeah. On this show, you never know what we're going to do. We're so unpredictable.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
Oh, my God! I do it once a show where I forget to unmute YouTube.
Blake Lively wants Justin Baldoni to foot her legal bills. 3 months after Baldoni's $400 million countersuit.
God, she's the freaking worst. She's just a freaking brat. Mean girl energy. Shut up. I bet your fart smells so bad.
Suit against the It Ends With Us actress and her husband Ryan Reynolds was dismissed in a New York court. Lively's lawyers have suggested she, quote, will seek a multi-million dollar award to recover costs in defending herself against what they called frivolous claims from her co-star. In court documents filed September 7th and obtained by NBC News.
Oh, you know that quality news not saying that they obtained it.
Lively's counsel said the 38-year-old is entitled to having her legal fees covered by Baldoni.
You could have just ended with this.
38-year-old is entitled to have...
Yeah, we know she's entitled. She's a brat.
having her legal fees covered by Baldoni as the prevailing defendant in the countersuit in which the director accused her and Reynolds of defamation.
All right, so there's that. Everything's going frickin' dandy with them. Oh, yeah. I haven't done a smirch in the last few weeks. One reason is because, I have friends that are religious and they were just skipping my show because of it. But that's just me being controversial. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm playing this music because I grew up Roman Catholic. Telling you, I'm not a fan of the Pope. Think he creeps the fuck out of me. And here he is, making the news.
Come on. Peyton Manning. During Monday Night Football's Manning cast with Brother Eli, they revealed the blessed guest Peyton is trying to book for their show.
Is it true that you failed to book Chicago native Pope Leo XIV?
Yeah, kind of like I failed to recruit Randy Moss to Tennessee. I couldn't close the Pope, but I made the effort, Eli. That's the kind of effort we make.
That would have been so freaking cool. He's probably too busy covering up pedophilia.
Here at ESPN 2. I tried my hardest. Can we show the letter? Look at these two handwritten letters I wrote. I wrote His Holiness himself, and I wrote his executive assistant. Handwritten. I made the effort. Look, these are handwritten letters, and if you're watching, Your Holiness, this is an open invitation. Come on the show.
He's probably going to do it.
I mean, maybe for a Bears game.
That was a Bears game. Dummy! Mm-hmm.
Today on TMZ.
Okay, well, you would think that it was a vagrant who was trying to hawk her wares. On the street in New York City, it turns out it was Cardi B.
What a sociopath.
The vinyls, we got the CDs.
She is trying to promote her new album, so she's standing on the
street. Oh, I can't wait to hear about your vagina again.
Side of the street, trying to get people to buy them.
$20.
She's yelling out prices.
And she's like, I got kids to pay for.
How many?
Howard Stern pranked his own fans in the best way. So there's been drama that he might not come back. All the fans tune in and they hear the voice of Andy Cohen.
This is, I know, not the voice that you expected to hear.
Fans call him. They were not happy. So Andy's like, and for Howard Stern fans, stay with me. We got Patti LuPone coming up.
On the TMZ After Dark tour bus on Saturday, it was lit with Farrah Abraham and...
What a dirty, rotten broad she is. You know she's got HPV. Mm-hmm.
And Master P.
You know, he got banged. Nah, him. Well, maybe it would have... Never mind. I'm about to say, you know she got banged up by him. Mm-hmm.
Two tours Saturday night. And guess who did it Friday night?
Who?
Raquel did it Friday night. TMZ legend.
Hey, who wants to know what's in Bobby's cup? Raise your hand. Okay, y'all want to know the truth?
Yeah.
Hennessy.
There was a Phillies game, and a home run was hit into the stands. A dad ran over to get it for his son. This woman comes over and berates the crap out of him. Like, that's my ball, that's my ball.
Yeah, she's a bitch. Philadelphia already has a bad reputation, and then this dirty, rotten broad makes the city look bad.
She finally gives it to her.
Gives it to her?
She was throwing, like, a full tantrum.
Has anybody talked to her?
We can't find her. They misidentified her as this woman named Cheryl, and they were trying to get Cheryl to lose her job. It was a big deal, and then Cheryl had to come out.
Yeah, you're a loser if you do that.
Be like, y'all, it's not me. I like the Red Sox.
Pretty freaking funny. You're making me laugh. They're always so funny at TMZ. Mm-hmm.
Selena Gomez is opening up about criticisms on her weight and coping mechanisms.
Women, listen to me. You are perfect the way you are. If a man says you are too fat, it's not true. At least for me, I love when there's more to love. You know what I mean? From behind.
A new interview. The singer credits much of...
This is a very dramatic AI voice.
...her ability to handle criticism about her body, to dialectical behavior therapy, otherwise known as DBT, which the Cleveland Clinic characterizes as a form of talk therapy.
Rover could use that. Mm-hmm. Or that little bitch boy, Alan Cox.
...focused on helping people accept the reality of their lives and their behaviors, as well as helping them learn to change.
All right, this headline's putting me to sleep. Mm-hmm.
just the biggest betrayal you could possibly endure.
Charlie Sheen reflects on a rough patch between him and his dad, Martin Sheen.
He was embarrassed of you because you're a scumbag.
In a September 8th interview on Good Morning America, the Two and a Half Men alum looks back on his journey with addiction, explaining the moment he learned his father had stepped in to turn him into authorities after violating his probation in 1998.
What was that like?
It felt like the biggest betrayal you could possibly endure.
Yeah.
So you didn't see it as love. You saw it as betrayal.
Saw it as love eventually. But in the moment, it's like when...
I don't know. I'm just sheened out, man. I don't give a shit. I don't know. He just skanks me out, bro. Not a fan. You know what? There's a headline here. It talks about Cracker Barrel getting rid of their new logo. I'm not even in the mood for that. I don't care. Here is one of Tyler Perry's alleged victims.
Can you explain that first alleged incident?
I got into bed and then I noticed that he climbed into bed with me as well and started rubbing my leg. And I jumped up out of bed. Unless someone's been through something where they have their control over their bodies taken away, you don't really understand the kind of feelings that you get in that moment.
Yeah, that can't be ideal. Mm-hmm.
And that was like one of the most painful things that ever happened to me in show business in my life.
Rosie O'Donnell shares the end of her friendship with Ellen DeGeneres.
If you thought you were friends with Ellen, it's pretty freaking stupid.
It was painful during an appearance on an episode of Mamma Mia's No Filter
Mama
podcast
Mia!
With Kate Langbrock. Rosie reflected on how the end of her friendship with Ellen impacted her personally. When Ellen came out as gay in 1997 on her sitcom, Rosie stood proudly by her side.
Hell yeah!
Things changed when in 2004, while appearing on Larry King Live, Ellen said they weren't friends. Rosie recalls how she felt hearing that at the time in the podcast, saying,
Larry King asked her, and Kelly and I were in bed watching it, and he asked her, whatever happened to Rosie O'Donnell? Her show went down the tubes. And Ellen said, I don't know, Rosie. We're not friends.
What a bitch! Get over it, Rosie.
And that was like one of the most painful things that ever happened to me in show business in my life. I couldn't believe it. I did think that she was all of a sudden in the position I was in.
What? Rosie, what, getting banged with a dildo?
Where she was starting a show and wanted it to be successful and get the money and the accolades that came with
it. She definitely did.
And instead of deciding to stand next to me and hold my hand, which is what I did.
Oh, whatever. You're a deadbeat mom.
Did to her. She did the opposite.
Whatever. There you go.
Kamala Harris, writing that it was recklessness for President Biden alone to make a decision to run for re-election in her new memoir.
And it was reckless for you to think that you were going to beat Trump. That's all we got to play there. Ah, oh, man. Finally on this show.
Yeah.
Usher. I got it.
Yo, it's Hoppy Hour. We about to go live. Tampa Bay News is the place we arrive. From the beach to the bay and the city's crazy moves. We got stories hotter than the Florida grooves. Tampa Bay News, we making it spin. On Hoppy Hour where the real begins. Turn it up loud, let's get in the mix. From St. Pete to the world, we bringing the fix.
Bringing the fix.
We bringing the fix. Bringing the fix. We bringing the fix.
All right now. Mm-hmm.
First at five, with the sale of the Rays being made official, potentially in a matter of weeks.
Yeah, get rid of Sternberg. He's a scumbag.
Pending owners are considering a new place for a stadium. There have been talks about the campus of Hillsborough College along Northdale Mabry Highway near Raymond James Stadium, but an Ybor City site is still on the table.
All right, we need to discuss something. And I know people hate when I do this, and I don't care anymore. While Sternberg was an owner, there was never a deal in Tampa. It was leverage for them and St. Pete's. Now, maybe things have changed where all of a sudden there's all these offers for an under 500, barely 500 baseball team. But I doubt it.
Fox 13's Evan Axelrod is live there now with...
Oh, you know, you get some good reporting from Evan.
The latest. Evan, bring us up to speed.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah. The site near Hillsborough College certainly has one big advantage, and that is that there's already a traffic pattern established for big sporting events because there's already so many stadiums nearby. But
it trust me, there's going to be no traffic with the Rays.
Is not yet the leading contender.
Does Hillsborough College have room for its school and a sports stadium?
Really?
The access, proximity to the airport. You have Dale Mabry right there. You can make it a sports hub.
The lead negotiator on the potential...
That is a good point. Just keep everything over there.
...for a Rays stadium in Hillsborough County, Ken Hagen, says the incoming ownership group has recently begun considering whether to use part of HCC's campus for a new ballpark. They already know how cars could get in and out. There are huge parking lots. And it's right next to the airport.
It offers, again, the opportunity to do ancillary development in that location. So I think for many reasons that it's a prime location.
All right, we'll see if it actually happens.
That site is one of several being discussed, including one in Ybor City that is just north of Port Tampa Bay.
Oh, I bet it smells delightful.
Hagen had called that the leader in the clubhouse because it would allow for use of the streetcar and require fewer parking garages to be built.
But the reality is there's not a one-size-fits-all model, if you will. The location somewhat determines what potential funding sources are there.
Despite decades of stadium false starts with current owner Stu Sternberg
in Scumbag!
Including the dramatic failure of a deal to build on the Trop site, there is momentum behind the team staying in Tampa Bay. That's especially because Major League Baseball doesn't want a team to leave the 11th biggest TV market in the country.
It's all because of money. Everybody watches on TV, but not in person.
It's Tampa's to lose is the way.
All right, that's a good way to put it. All right, and right here, Wander Franco detained the clinic, taken the clinic for mental health situation. I almost forgot that Wander Franco was a pedophile. But that's because the Tampa Bay media covered it up because they're all whipped by the Rays. You got to keep them happy. Sports journalism, real sports journalism, does not exist in Tampa. Does not exist in Tampa. But you know what does exist in Tampa when it comes to sports journalism and radio? Is radio shows in 15th place kissing their ass.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
RyanHappyRadio.com.
Happy Hour will be right back.
Whenever we're going outside, all I smell is poop.
In the nuts, and we'll call it a day.
As a reminder, if you don't feel like listening to this next song, you can skip over it. But Ryan Hoppy of Hoppy Hour takes pride in his selection, so stick around, folks.
Boy, I heard you be flexing so hard, Shawty. I heard you ain't got no bank.
Well, Spree, man, I heard you going out the frame, man.
Boy, don't do me, Shawty.
Don't do me, man. Don't try me with that right there, man.
I heard that that chain you got fake.
Don't do me.
I heard you got them fake bathing ape.
Don't do me.
I heard you ain't really got no money.
Don't do me.
No.
Don't do me.
No.
Don't do me. I heard you a girl gone wild.
Don't do me.
When they see you, they holler, y'all treat y'all.
Don't do me.
Girl, you stink. Take a bath.
Don't do me. No. Don't do me. No.
Don't Soldier boy, me, so no. Don't do me. Shout it. Go ahead with that flexing. I'm cleaning this thing. Look at my necklace. We put up to the club in an all black. Trusty holler. Don't do me. I hit the hymen on that door. Hey. I think she be hating because they screaming my name.
Skeet on that door.
Yeah, boy, I made it rain. Shout it. Don't do me. I'm play no game.
On that
yeah, boy, I made it
I
rain.
I heard that that chain you got fake.
Don't do me.
I heard you got them fake bathing ape.
Don't do me.
I heard you ain't really got no money.
Don't do me.
No.
Don't do me.
No.
Don't do me. I heard
no.
You a girl gone wild.
Don't do me.
When they see you, they holler, y'all treat y'all.
Don't do me.
Girl, you stay, take a bath.
Don't do me. No.
Don't do me.
Y'all know that's crazy pop. looking fresh and I got money. Stop that hating, just be quiet. Hair did nails too, looking jazzy on them. It's a natural born habit, I be stunting every day. But you already know, spreezy fire with the music. And I be shining on the daily, didn't know I could do it. But now you know, so let's go. Man, don't get me mistaken, cause I boosted on your shawty. Ay, gone with that hate. I heard that that chain you got fake.
Don't do me.
I heard you got them fake bathing apes.
Don't do me.
I heard you ain't really got no money.
Don't do me.
No.
Don't do me.
No.
Don't do me.
I heard
no.
You a girl gone wild.
Don't do me.
When they see you, they holler, y'all treat y'all.
Don't do me.
Girl, you stank. Take a bath.
Don't do me.
Don't do me, don't do me, don't do me, don't do, 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 don't do me.
Don't do me, don't do me, don't do me, don't do, 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 don't do. I heard that that chain you got fake.
Don't do me.
I heard you got them fake bathing apes.
Don't do me. Don't do me.
No.
Don't do me.
No.
Don't do me.
I heard
no.
You a girl gone wild.
Don't do me.
When they see you, they holler, y'all treat y'all.
Don't do me.
Girl, you stink. Take a bath.
Don't do me.
No.
Don't do me.
The hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah. Let's go through all the sponsors right now. I never get freaking podcasts that begin their show with like 7 live reads or sponsors. I'm like, who's listening to that? If I were that sponsor, I'd be pissed off. Well, what do I know? A lot. This following segment has been brought to you by Cheeky Mouth Guards at GetCheeky.com. When I tell you it's the best way to quit biting on the side of your mouth, I'm a man of my words. GetCheeky.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 30%. Shimmerwood CBD drinks at Shimmerwood.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 30%. GetGoodFeels.com for good vibes THC drinks. Go to GetGoodFeels.com and use promo code HOPPY to save 20%. OldGlory.com for the best t-shirts around. Use promo code HOPPY to save 15%. Garden State Distillery Dirty Vodka. GardenStateDistillery.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 15%. Aspire Green Tea Drinks at AspireDrinks.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 20%. Afura Coffee. AFUERA Coffee.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 20%. FSDrinks.com. For the best boba around, use promo code HOPPE to save 20%. Are you looking for the best beef jerky? BigForkBrands.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 20%. And finally, are you looking for a good energy bar? QuantumSquares.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 20%. All of these are on my website, RyanHoppyRadio.com, RyanHoppe Radio.com. I would hope you know how to spell radio. Or it's in my podcast section. So whenever you listen to Hoppy Hour like you are right now, in the podcast description is all of that. We're going to come back on Hoppy Hour. Keep this party going and going. But let's hear from Hammer and Hank. But you can hear the Hammer and Hank show with Henry Oaks and Ryan Hoppy on Spotify by searching up Hammerin, H-A-M-M-E-R-I-N, Hank show, and check it out on his podcast feed. Mm-hmm.
People with autism are often treated like they are different. Believe me, we are. Hi, this is Henry Oaks, but my buddies may have known me as Hammer and Hank. I was labeled as slow when I started school. Come to find out at the age of 12, the doctors decided I was autistic. Now at the age of 48, I have completed an associate's degree in radio broadcasting and worked in the San Francisco Bay Area as an on-air personality. So yes, I am different. People with autism have no needs, no different than you. Laugh, laugh, love, and learn to get an education and join the workforce. I did it, and so can anyone else of autism. So when you meet someone with autism, don't feel sorry for them. Work with them. Find out for yourself that autism isn't a disease, it's a condition. To find out more about autism, please visit autismspeaks.org. Autism Speaks. It's time to listen.
TikTok. Clocks are jingling, playing cruel pranks. Hoppy's hour almost done. Feels like robbery in banks. Ryan Hoppy on the mic, dropping wisdom in streams. Syndicated sorrow, now it's time to shatter dreams. Oh, the Hoppy Hour is coming still close. Radio waves fading like a wilting rose. Laughter and joy dissolving in the air, but we'll keep the rhythm. Oh, life's just so unfair. But the laughter's growing dim. Eardrums missing, hoppy like fingers without rings. THX to FM, shout out hit the street. But soon the sound will vanish like shadows in the heat. Oh, the hoppy hour is coming to a close. Radio waves fading like a wilting rose. Laughter and joy dissolving in the air, but we'll keep the rhythm. Oh, life's just so unfair. Phone life buzzing, but the laughter's growing dim. Drums mixing, hoppy like fingers without rings. Eating checks to FM, shoutouts hit the street. But soon the sound will vanish like shadows in the heat. Oh, the hoppy hour is coming to a close. Radio waves fading like a wilting rose. Laughter and joy dissolving in the air, but we'll keep the rhythm. Oh, life's just so unfair. Clockwork to a show, now it's time to face the silence like a TV on snow. Riot Hoppy held the mic with humor so divine. The void left in our hearts wider than a canyon line. Line. Empty speaker silent time, but coming to an end like a roller coaster stopping round the river's bend. Hoppy's jokes and jabs, he's our daily grind. Now silence louder than the thoughts we can't rewind. Oh, the hoppy hour is coming to a close. Radio waves fading like a wilting rose. Laughter and joy dissolving in the air, but we'll keep the rhythm. Oh, life's just so unfair. The hoppy hour is coming to a close. Radio waves fading like a wilting rose. Laughter and joy dissolving in the air, but we'll keep the rhythm. Oh, life's just so unfair.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Radio.com.
And like that, he's gone.
You probably had Taco Bell before.
Whenever we're going outside, we always smell it. Poop.
I'll kick you in the nuts and we'll call it a day.
Poppy Hour is now over.
Poppy Hour is now over.
Game over.
This concludes our broadcast day. Good night, and God bless America.
Doors closing.